Yeah, the pleasure that I have in sharing God's word every now and then, whether it's here, whether it's back home, God, just thank God how He uses me, not just with the community around me, but overseas as well. Not just with sharing God's word and talking, but sharing His word in singing and worshiping God. And I personally just love worshiping and singing, and that's just something that I enjoy. So the reading that I've got for this morning is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4 to 7. So I'll just read through the passage. So it says, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." And at that time, that was the known Greece, or capital, or metropolitan cities, or something like that. Let us pray. Father God, just commit this time into your merciful hands. The words that come out of my mouth into your merciful hands, the thoughts that I have into your merciful hands. We ask that you open our hearts so that we can hear your word. And Father, may you speak through me. Use me as an instrument. And help us, Father, to know you better, to follow you better, and to be in your presence more. Amen. So I want to talk about role models. The last verse, as we read, says about becoming imitators and so becoming a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. So I was just thinking, in different areas of our lives, we probably have different role models. And I just want to apologize straight up. If your role model didn't make to the list or the slides that I've got up here. So if you think about music, you know, we've got, I think there's Adele, there's Ed Sheeran, I think there's Elvis made it there. And I had to put Taylor Swift on there. I could not go beyond that. So there's different areas of our life. When we think about music, we think about people who excel in the field of whichever field we choose. We think of people who excel in that field. Think about sports. I think, I had to search. I have to be honest. I don't know who. I searched role model AFL and I had a struggle finding it. So I think I've heard Gary Ablett Jr.'s name mentioned a few times. So I chose him. Sachin Tendulkar, if you're a cricket fan, you'd know about him. Serena Williams at the start of this year, pregnant, still the oldest woman to win a world title, Grand Slam, and Messi, soccer, Sally Pearson, and Amiris. We think of different people. And this person here on the right, Ding, I personally feel very inspired by his story. He was an illegal immigrant, a Sudanese immigrant, or a refugee, I think he was. He was a refugee who came to Australia, studied law, and now he's a great humanitarian lawyer. And he represents refugees and does some great work. And he was nominated as a finalist for 2017 Australian of the Year. I'm not sure who won the thing. So, and there's Mahatma Gandhi, who has been instrumental in the history of India. When India were fighting to get rid of the British rule, and the thing that he was instrumental about was because he chose peace over hatred. So he said, no, I don't want to go back and fight with the Britishers. I will protest in peace. So when we think of role models, we think of people who excel in their field. We think of so many things that come to our mind. And they inspire us to be a better person in whichever field we choose to be in. They inspire us. And what happens is we seek that encouragement in our lives as well. As we want, or as we delve into a field, what we seek is encouragement from people around us. And if one of our role models came and said, "You did really well at footy today, Malcolm," you know, that'll just be an amazing thing for you. Similarly, I've overheard conversations that you've had with Joey that, you know, that was a great goal. You know, you played well over the weekend and those sort of things, and that encourages him. So it's not always the role model comes and says, but it's people around you that can encourage you as well. So the passage that we read today is that sort of a passage. Just to get the basics and some of the history out of the way, this was among the first letters that Paul wrote, approximately 20 years after Jesus' resurrection. Paul had just been delivered miraculously from a prison in Philippi. Paul and Silas were put in prison, and they'd just been delivered from that prison. And then he heads down to Thessalonica, starts a church, appoints elders, and helps ministry to take root. And that's the amazing part, that he does that in a space of 3 weeks. So if we read Acts 17, chapter 2, that's what we know, that he does that in a very short span of time. Yes, probably. I have no history on that. No, yeah. So it's just some of those things. But what we seek and what we talk about is encouragement from people around us. So when Paul wrote those letters, and he's written a few letters in the Bible, when he wrote those letters, he wrote those as encouragement to the people that he was talking to. So when we read verse 4, it talks about you are loved by God. It talks about the people of Thessalonians, this Greek, who were from a different faith, or some of them were Jews, and they've come along and they've listened to Paul's message, and now he's just encouraging them in his letter, saying that you are loved by God, that you're chosen by God. And how do we know that you are? Because the word did not just come to you, but it came with the power of God. It came with the Holy Spirit, and it came with deep conviction to live a life which is pleasing to God. Just about living in verses 6 and 7, in verses 6 onwards, it talks about imitating Paul and Silas. So when Paul was there for a span of 3 and a few weeks, but I think there was a more time that he was actually going back and forth, when he was there amongst them, when he was there with the people, he was a role model for them. So they saw how he lived, they saw how he did things, they saw how he just came out of prison, how he dealt with his sufferings, how he was tested and trialed at every stage, but how he lived amongst them. And that way, he was role modeling Jesus. So they were not just imitating Paul, but in a way, imitating Jesus, because that's what Paul's work was with them. When he lived amongst them, he made sure that he was living amongst them so that people can imitate Jesus. And then, what are we imitating? So we're imitating a life of humility, imitating a life of faith, living for a cause that is greater than our own personal aspirations, living for others. And then further on, it talks about the Holy Spirit. The passage talks about the Holy Spirit. It says, welcoming the message. So if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, it says, therefore I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus is cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. So if we sit here today and we know that Jesus is Lord, we do that by the power of the Holy Spirit that is vested in us. And then being joyful in severe suffering. So, as I said before, if we read Acts chapter 16, it talks a lot about, it starts by talking about a slave girl, Acts chapter 16, who was delivered, and the masters realized what they're losing out, so they started blaming Paul for it. And then further on in the chapter, there's other things that he's trying to get away from people who are trying to get him, one way or the other. So he's in his life, in his dealings with people around him, he was being joyful in the severe suffering, and that's what he was inspiring others to do. And what he was encouraging through this letter is he understands what these people would be going through when they're sharing the word of Christ with people around them. And he knows how his suffering, how he suffered in his time. And so when they are actually taking the word out to the people around them in Greece, they're also facing something similar. But they're being joyful in their suffering, and they're experiencing the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. So I think in verse 6, towards the end, it does say, in the midst of severe suffering, with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so as a church community, I want to encourage us in the things that we do. We have missional communities, missional meals, discipleship groups. And what we want to do through those is we want to share, or we want to imitate the life of Christ that he lived amongst, the people that he was amongst. So loving the community around us, praying for the community around us, living in the community as models, as role models, as people who imitate Christ in our lives. And I've got in bracket constantly aspire to, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And we fill up our lives with so many things around us. We fill up our lives with so many things around us that distract us from living a peaceful life. And in the middle of all that, we just need to ground ourselves and think about who we constantly aspire to be. Connecting with the people who are disconnected. And I know that through chats and oikos, through missional meals, some of the meals that we do at the neighborhood house, that's what we try and do. And I really appreciate what Daryl and Cheryl, whenever they come up here and share the story, the work that being done in Uganda, you know, Mike and Celia and David and Chris, them going out to Peru, the things that we're doing, not just in our community, but through the resources that God has given us, we're helping others to, supporting others in the work that they're doing as well. What we want to do as a church community is be an extended family for people. What we want to do is be a safe place within the community and sharing with the community what we have via the resources that God provides us. As individuals, on and off the field, I think, and I always say that charity starts at home, but being a role model starts at home as well. That how we are with our family, that's one of the main things. That's where we first, and that's where we most inspire people to be like. So we, being a role model for our family is the first and the foremost thing for me. Walk the walk and talk the talk. When we're at work, having integrity in our dealings with people, in our business dealings, in anything that we do. We need to be role models, and that talks volumes about who we are, but not who we are, how we are connected to God and how we are imitating him in our day-to-day life. Leading by example, whether we're at work or at home, how we deal with severe suffering, and do we encourage people around us as Paul encouraged others? Dealing with severe sufferings, and I want to talk about a bit about a story, not a story, but just a small example from my life when Upasana's father passed away, and I can share that because she's not here today. But when her father passed away, she went through a very difficult time of how to deal with that suffering. But at the same time, she said to me, "I feel guilty. I feel guilty because there's this peace sitting within me that I can't explain. I'm at peace with the news. I am sad that I won't be able to see my father anymore. I'm sad that there won't be those interactions. I'm sad that the way he's went, and I'm sad about all that. But there's this peace that I just cannot explain that sits within me. And I feel guilty about it." And I said, "No, you don't need to feel guilty about it, because that peace comes from God. That comes from the Holy Spirit." And I really at that time felt like the Holy Spirit was just surrounding her, was upholding her in every area of her life. And I did see her, and she's very emotional, but I did see her, how she dealt with everything, how strong she was when we were with her family, how strong she was when we were with her mother, in supporting her mother, in supporting her brother, in supporting the family, how strongly she dealt with that. I saw that, and she's a very strong woman, and she's very emotional, but the strength that she had at that time, there's no other way that I can explain it but by the strength of the Holy Spirit, by the joy that fills us. So who do we model? We model Jesus. In every area of our life, in every aspect of our life, we want to model Jesus. But is it as easy as saying that let's model Jesus? Yeah, we can read the Bible. Is it as easy as that? And I think sometimes we can get bogged into details in some of the things that Jesus did and go through the passages, read through each and every aspect of how he dealt with it. But in these four verses, what Paul has done is he's actually, it actually blew my mind in terms of when I started reading and reading and reading and reading, how Paul in these four verses has spoken about how we can be models for others around us. And what it takes to be a model for others around us, it actually takes the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So you can't just do it being in one area. It has to be by the power of the Holy Spirit, by living a life that pleases God, and by the love and heart of God. So we see how Paul talks about and brings all these three, the triune God, in a matter of four verses, where he talks about the Father's heart. Verses 4 and 5 say, God has chosen you, and this is evident in his power, Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. So God has chosen you. And I guess we can get into a bit of technicalities there where we can talk about, well, how do we know that God has chosen us? Well, if we look at John, the favorite verse in the Bible, for God, 3:16, yes, thank you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will have everlasting life. So it's not something that we do to be chosen by God. He's just chosen us. He loves us so much that he's chosen us. We are his chosen people. We are his creation. So he loves us. And the life of Jesus is, so we've got the Bible, we've got the examples of people around us that we can follow. So the people imitated the life of Paul and Silas and Jesus, and through them Jesus, they changed their ways by imitating Christ. So whatever they did before, they made a conscious decision to follow Christ, to follow the ways of Paul and Silas who were living amongst them. And they received the message of God and severe suffering with the help of the Holy Spirit, and they experienced the joy that Holy Spirit provides. So for us to be role models for others, for people around us, what we need to do is a combination of all of the above. The first thing, we don't need to do anything about it. We don't need to do anything about being chosen by God. We're already chosen. We need to make a conscious decision to follow Christ, to follow the examples that he left. And we want to pray and ask for Holy Spirit to surround us so that we can be guided in each and every aspect of our life. So a combination of all of the above made the people, the elders in the congregation at that time in Thessalonica, models for all the believers around them in known Greece, in the metropolitan Greece. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word, and we ask that your word delves in us, challenges us, and inspire us to be more like you in every aspect of our life. Amen.